Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like every time I see a Cam Newton Tua thing, he's just like, I don't like that he's talking. I'm like, you know he has to talk, Cam. Can't not say anything.
It's Cam Newton, huh? Still not going to do anything about that hat.
He loves it.
It's his thing, I guess.
That's his thing? No, that is his thing.
Yeah.
But where does, like, does he have a hat? Like, is he like Pat Riley with the hats? You know, Pat Riley can go into an Armani and just get a hat. Like, is that a specific brand of hat, or does he not discriminate? He's going with all types of hats.
You know, knowing him, he probably has like his own line now. He started his own Cam hats.
Let's get to our headlines here in this final hour of the show. They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Big news.
Oh.
I got Odyssey points.
Oh, did you?
I did. I was awarded Odyssey points.
Who gave them to you?
Mark Hochman.
What?
Yup.
He probably meant to give them to me.
Really?
Did it say why?
Yeah, it did say why. Hold on. Let me get the email. Odyssey at work. You've been recognized.
For doing a pregame show with Solana?
Maybe that's what he meant it for.
For putting up with Solana.
It says, always a team player. Well,
what the hell is that?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I'm a team player.
Are you a team player?
I'm not worthy of any points.
I'm surprised. I haven't even gotten a Hochman burger at Tucker Duke's, so I don't even. I don't know.
Where is Tucker Duke's?
It's in Deerfield, Deerfield Pompano area. Deerfield. I think it's considered Deerfield. It's Powerline, I think. I think it's on Powerline.
Can I tell you what the problem with that burger is? Too much action.
All right.
It's got sour cream, Fritos, onions?
I think so, yeah.
And chili, right?
No, I'm out. Sour cream on a burger.
I've never done sour cream on a burger. I do like sour cream, but I've never done it on a burger before.
And Fritos?
It's the same thing as a taco.
I literally only have a problem with the onions. Not an onions on the burger guy.
Really?
Yeah, thanks.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, no, that's mushrooms.
Oh, if there were mushrooms on it, that's a burger, Hochman. Hey, that's what you need to go with.
Hey, so, Frog Boy, we were in Vegas at this place where we got appetizers. I don't even think we got alcohol. Two burgers and fries, and it cost $100. 100 plus bucks.
Oh, were you at one of those, like...
It's closed now.
It's closed now. Now it's a Wahlburgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... He orders a burger. We have some jalapeno poppers or something.
Those are good.
Delicious. We leave. He's going like this. Tomorrow I think I'm going to get that mushroom burger.
I was debating it. I was like, I don't know.
He was already thinking about the next
really
meal.
Wrestling
I'm
with
like,
it.
Are you serious right now?
You plan next meal?
We should have gone back there because the place we went to that served it on wood was no good.
Oh, man. Because they served it on wood, but the bottom bun you basically were holding the meat on the burger on your hands.
Yeah.
Yep. The bottom bun was destroyed.
Well,
so it was real messy.
Go get a Hochman burger at Tucker Duke's, everybody. I know it's for charity. Yeah. Twan Russell's charity. I don't remember exactly what it's for, the charity, but it's charity, dude. Like, just do it.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially if you're there in Broward. Go check it out.
That's a lot of action. Well, I'm trying to think what is the most action.
You ever done an egg on a burger?
Oh, no, I like that.
Absolutely.
Never tried it.
No. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Let me tell you.
I've done it.
Breakfast is breakfast. I'm not, you know.
I worked at Burger and Beer Joint, which they had multiple locations, one in South Beach. They moved it to Pines. A lot of action on burgers over there. One of the ones that I remember specifically was they had a Wagyu burger, right? But then they put foie gras.
Duck liver.
Did goose, anyone say it right? I don't think
goose liver. Goose liver.
Yeah.
The Marlins had a reliever named foie gras.
Did they?
Something like that.
Well,
did he throw like a duck?
It wasn't around very long.
Yeah, that to me, I was like, meh. It looked like a very gelatinous steak. It was gross.
Well, I'm trying to think, what is the most action you get on a burger? Because for me, I'm only going bacon. That's it.
Yeah, I think bacon and mushrooms is probably like the most
awesome. I don't even do mushrooms.
Mm. Oh, they're good, dude. You should. Mm. Thank you, Marcos. For every Hochman burger sold, $1 donated to the Russell Reading and Education Foundation. So check that on out. And then I think when Zach Seeler goes and visits the school and reads a story to the kids, one fish, two fish, red fish.
Storm Duck was foie gras his last game.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, man.
Jalapeno bacon. Yes. Yes. Jalapenos. I always put jalapenos. I'm all for a little spice. Yes.
Yo, what about the standard lettuce tomato? Were you into that or?
No.
Well, here's the problem.
Waste of time.
I'm going to get picky.
Okay.
But if you do the shredded lettuce, I'll allow it. If you do that one piece of lettuce that makes the hamburger a slip and slide, and then you squeeze in and everything squirts out the back half, I'm out. So when I ask that question, they look at me weird, but there's a reason why. Right? Do you use the one piece of lettuce or do you use shredded lettuce?
All right.
Right?
I feel that way about the
otherwise,
tomato.
I just get tomato. Wow. I'm a tomato guy.
Gather around, kids, as we read this story. I'm going to read this story right now. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
You also don't like Zach and the quarterback anymore.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Say it to my face.
He seems to just say cheeseburger for lunch confirmed.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it, too. You know what, though? Sometimes they throw an extra bun in the middle. Talking about you, big man.
Gather around. I got another story. Red fish, blue fish, one fish, two fish.
Zach Seeler has no fish.
You should have held back on that punter fish. How about that?
Who said 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 that?
Why you got him talking like an old, who said that? Old Western guy?
That's how I picture him sounding. I know that's not what he sounds like. He sounds like a completely normal guy. Yeah. You know?
We heard him earlier.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
He's like, you know.
Yeah, it's
he was asked, did he have trouble stopping?
Zach, you knocked over the long snap. Mm-hmm. Did that cause problems with you stopping?
I don't know. I'll be honest. Yeah, I can't. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't felt it yet. You know, middle of the play, working over somebody is never easy, but. Yeah.
So I was too much of a man, Chris Perkins. I'm sorry. Not my fault. I just bull rushed him.
You know, I'm going to say this. Like, I understand it, and I did it, you know, however many years, like, at Michigan. But when reporters ask you right after a game to recall one specific play, when you're exhausted, tired, and either disappointed or happy, it's a bit unfair, right? Because we don't remember stuff like that. We really don't. You know, you remember the key things, right? Like, I fumbled before, and I'll say I can't fumble, and then go look at the film, and the guy was Mike Tyson behind me and hit the ball perfectly. Like, so, like, yeah. But it sucks. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day.
Was it really?
Oh, missed out on that.
If you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a glass of milk.
Wish you had a glass of milk so you would have slowed down.
Who said that?
How many kids are in it?
Who said that?
Who keeps saying these things?
Who said that?
Is that you, little Tobin?
No.
Is that little wise Alec, Tommy Tobin?
Is that you, little Windermere?
Hey, wait. Cap for life. Come on, man. Cap, you wrong for this. He said the tour burger. We give you a quarter pound of beef with everything, and then we'll take it away from you at the last minute.
That's a point.
we can't
point, point for YouTuber.
Does Kenny Grant even play? Yeah, he does. Mm. I tell you what, who's 91? Butler?
Yeah, that was a good play.
He's playing better than Grant. But if you look at it, it's body type, because Butler looks more like Calais. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like guys that are going to just move the middle of the pile, whereas Grant is kind of a Christian Wilkins kind of guy, side to side, move around, quick feet.
Good night, sun, and good night, moon.
Good night to your playoff chances.
Who said that? Show yourself.
Tobin's definitely in the back handing out cue cards. Right.
Say, hey, Susie. Here, it's your turn.
I don't want.
Just do it.
Just read it.
No candy for you.
I'll never punch again. Or an Elgory story, Cat in the Hat.
I like Fat Cat in the Hat.
Who saw you said? You stop hiding behind that. Be a man. Stop being yeller. Just say it to my face.
Being yeller.
And then you want to hear an adult? an adult just getting on little kids. If one of the kids go,
he gave me the card.
Tony's like,
he's got a point, though.
just kidding. That's great charity work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great work.
Good job.
We're just having fun, baby. We're laughing so we don't cry. Show yourself.
Dude, I've let all my anger out.
Take a break. Come here on the show. Who said that? Back after this. Okay. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Been telling you guys that we got this great show coming up, and it's called Return of the Mike, as Mike Tyson is bringing his one-man show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike, and we got your chance to win tickets. You just got to text the word KID to 20357. K-I-D. KID to 20357. And you guys can win those tickets. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. I see right now Josh Allen is on McAfee, and I just don't need that on my life right now, Froggy. Like, I'm not making you change it. I'm just saying I don't need it in my life right now.
Why does he look like he's picking up his kid from the carpool?
I don't know.
Like, you just...
He's picking up Tua from the carpool?
He just eviscerated the Miami Dolphins on national television, and now you're number three in the carpool line.
Feels like Tua just has a... He's like, hey, Tua, let me take you to the Kona ice truck, dude.
You know, and I hated the, pregame, it was, oh, Josh Allen's so amazing. And then even postgame, it was like, oh, but, you know, Josh Allen's so amazing. And I'm like, I get it, dude, but you're not supposed to say that as the competitor.
Just, oh, I know. Yeah. Well, look, the thing that's annoying is, like, the defense, I didn't think they had to be amazing, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not like they had any super explosive plays. They just felt like they moved down 8 yards at a time against the Miami Dolphins. It's not like they were amazing. In fact, I don't think that they threw the ball downfield at all against the Dolphins. But they didn't have to. Like, it's like, oh, let's just do this 7 yards at a time with this Swiss cheese defense that we're going up against. It was infuriating, you know? So, like, he was just like, let me just do, what is it, 3rd and 7? I'll throw it 9. What is it, 2nd and 4? James Cook, run it 12. You know, like, that's just how it went the entire game when they
Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Yeah, dude, it was really irritating. But I wanted to mention this. We have the guest picker for tomorrow on College Game Day.
Who is it?
Yeah. Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk is going to be on College Game Day tomorrow for Canes Gator. He's bringing the cup, right? You got to bring the cup. You haven't given it back yet. You got to bring the cup. Right? Keeper of the cup. Get your ass down here, right?
Yeah.
Or is it too rowdy?
You got to bring it.
Wait.
It's good for hockey if they bring it.
Is it any rowdier than the cup being in the ocean?
No.
Okay.
Elbow room?
The bar was the elbow room?
Yeah.
Schmeathen says, as we all know, Tkachuk, major ties to the University of City of Miami. Yeah, he's our biggest winner right now, though, Schmeathen. What are you going to do? You know, who else are we going to go with? You know, I think it's a fun pick.
Is there any South Florida hockey players? No.
You know what? We're always trying to figure out what loser is trying to bang the drum and potentially jinx our Panthers. Now we have an opportunity for them to be on the other side. A little pregame festivities for our guys.
Have a little fun. You know, he's not in training camp right now. You know, he's on the mend.
When did he have surgery? Groin surgery hurts for a minute.
I think they said August.
Oh, okay.
I think so Bilzito said August.
Nah, he just rubbed some dirt on it, I think. I spoke to
him. He did basically rub dirt on it in the playoffs. Basically was like, all right, let's get out there.
But you could see he had that one game where he looked really good, and then you could just tell.
You could tell, and then he...
He was giving us everything he had, and but then he looked...
And then he got it going again kind of late, like after he kind of got used to it. And, you know, it's crazy. It was a crazy run. A crazy run for this team. But we heard from Mackie Samuskevich this week, Marcos, that the keeper of the cup is within 5 feet at all times.
Is he?
At all times. And so whatever their
so Hulu... he was at 11 and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. He probably hung out with Bob the whole time.
I saw your guys' interview with Barkey. He looked very ashamed.
he looked up like this.
He looked like he didn't want to talk about it.
I don't remember.
It was a great night. Great night. Happy for those guys. They deserve it. They deserve the good things. But yeah, tomorrow, College Game Day gets going. So Matthew Tkachuk will do the guest picking. He said on Instagram he's got to get his homework down. Start getting his picks. You think he goes like big research, like that Timothy Chalamet? Do you think he just wings it?
I think he wants to be right.
Really? All right.
Man,
Who do you think he asked on the team? You think he asked Gustav Forsling? Hey, who do you think? Who do you got this week, Goose?
Tough.
I mean, doesn't he have to ask an American? He would know more than them.
Hmm. So who's he ask? He asks Mackie Samuskevich.
Yeah, I mean, did Kachuk didn't go to college?
Straight to NHL?
University of Hockey.
University of 12.
Wait, no. Hey, Kachuk was homeschooled.
Heard.
By all the Chucks that preceded him.
Says, you're going to like this. He decommitted from Notre Dame.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah. I do like that. That makes me happy.
And then he just went to
He went to the play in the Ontario Hockey League, which is like I'm assuming like a G League or something like that.
It's kind of like when you're young and like you know how some of these young MMA fighters their parents will send them to Dagestan to learn how to wrestle.
That's crazy, right?
Keith Kachuk just sends his kids to Canada.
I mean, backyard. Who's going to teach you better than the Kachuk?
He goes, son, I know you love Arizona, but you know we gotta move. We gotta move you if you and your brother want to be something.
Oh, he played for the London Knights.
That's right. We love the Kachuks over here.
All right.
I would never.
Bangers and pucks.
Wait. Have you ever seen a London hockey player?
Nope. Nothing I'm aware of.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing I'm aware of. But it's.
Do you think of London as a hockey?
I don't think. Like, I think it's probably like London, Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it was
London,
the
England.
Ontario Hockey League. So
definitely assuming. Not skating. He's definitely London. Not skating across the pond.
Boy, that was terrible. Oh, that was almost almost as bad as Marcos lottery.
No need to bring up the past, you know.
-1.
That might be one of the biggest baffles in...
Man, I don't think I've ever been wrong.
Wronger? More wrong?
Oh, we're going to drop the puck over here. Oh, yeah, there, love. Which face off there, Matthew?
We are talking about a country that chases a ball of cheese downhill.
Is that where they do that?
Yeah, I think it's England, is it?
Felt like the Dolphins were a ball of cheese last night.
That is in Gloucester, England.
Oh, hey, Gloucester, love.
Oh, yeah.
Go down there here, get the cheese. Stands alone, love.
I only eat cheese on sandwiches and hamburgers. That's it. People that eat those charcuterie boards could kick rocks.
Remember when Mike Perry ate a charcuterie board on our first Dirty Boxing broadcast? Just housing down some cheese and meats.
Oh, my goodness. That's...
Oh, man. All right. We'll take a break here. We'll play a little... You're dead to me. To wrap things up next.
You're dead to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, let's bury some people. Close out this week. pains me to do this, and I want to be clear about this. I'm not doing this to the person, but I'm doing this to the title. Much like Tua Tagovailoa got stripped of our Tua, Anthony Weaver.
Whoa.
Stripped of his title.
The Bob and Weave defense is dead to me, dude.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
This has been ridiculous. Now, I understand. They lost another cornerback last night at some point. I mean, this has been crazy with what's going on in the secondary.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, what are we doing out here? You got everybody out here being like, we're not communicating. You got that Manti Te'o cut?
Manti Te'o
was on NFL Network today. And he's like, the defense isn't celebrating each other enough. Here was what he had to say.
They're a hard team to beat. They're almost impossible to beat if you help them beat you. And that's what they did last night with the roughing the punter play by Sealer. You had the unnecessary roughness called by a captain and Jordan Brooks that sustained drives in the low red zone. The very next play was a touchdown. Like, guys, this is a team where the game comes easy. If you watch the Buffalo Bills play, especially Josh Allen, the game comes easy to them. It's almost unfair to watch. But this is something that stood out to me, guys, that was indicative of the type of defense that the Miami Dolphins had. Did you guys see when Jack Jones made those two plays back-to-back right here? He makes this TFL. And BG, you know this. Like, where's the celebration at? Where's the congratulations? Like, he's walking around. He just made a great play. And then the very next play, second down, he makes this one. He comes up, makes a good hit, out of bounds. Where's the celebration? Where's the camaraderie? He's like on an island by himself. You know this, BG, being on great defenses. There's an energy when somebody makes a play, especially when you're only down seven. You're still in the game. When a game that nobody expects you to be in. He makes a great play, and there's no celebration. There's no somebody coming up, hitting him, jacking him up. There's nothing like that. So those two plays said exactly what it showed me exactly what I needed to see about the Miami Dolphins defense and the status they're in, KB.
There you go. That's Manti Te'o today on NFL Network. Also, should be I saw Fitzpatrick, that show pony. He was out there. He was talking about the celebration, too. He was like, it's good to see the waddle, which it was good to see the waddle.
Yeah, I did hear him.
I did miss the waddle, but he also made a point that the Dolphins aren't enjoying football enough, Leroy.
Part of it has to do with the damn people that they're playing with. They don't know him. You ain't had that built. You ain't built those relationships. Some of these guys just got there.
I thought this stuff was.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
You got a guy that you know wasn't good as the guy was in there before. Yikes.
Ugh.
The players know.
Well, Bob and Weed defense, you're dead to me. Leroy?
You're dead to me.
I'm going to stay on that same path since that's where we're going. The bubble screen.
Woo!
Wow.
We need
a good one.
An official burial for that thing.
Wow.
Tired of seeing it?
You're dead.
Tired of seeing second and 13. I mean, my man Ollie Gordon, he don't lose yards. Never. He got stopped one time and got 2 yards. One time they hit him in the backfield, he went for 12. So don't tell me you can't run the football inside. But we'll run it, get a 5 or 6 yard gain. Throw a bubble screen back where we started, 3rd and 10. Tired of it.
Sorry.
Like, too many times. You can do it once or twice a game. They run some version of that, 8, 10 times a game? The success rate is not great for that thing. So let's retire it. For now.
Dead to you?
Dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
I'll tell you one thing about Mike McDaniel's job status before we get to you, Frog Boy. Anthony Weaver isn't exactly impressed either. He's supposed to step in and be the interim coach. I mean, listen, he's got great guns and a great smile, but let's get these people on the same page, eh? Can't get your own defense on the same page, let alone a whole team.
I will say this.
The difference between what we see and what the coaches call is the coaches have access to the ability of the players. We do not. And sometimes you run offenses that you hope your team will have success at, and not offenses or defenses that are what you need to stop the other team. Right? Like, you could blitz everybody and put pressure on Josh Allen and it works and leave the guys on an island. But if you know one of those guys is not good man-to-man coverage, what are you asking yourself? What are you doing? You're setting yourself up for failure. Even though that's what may be needed for that point in time.
Tad Pauly Gordon II, what do you got?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. It's a point. But I'm going to go ahead and go in a different direction with this, guys.
Okay.
We were talking about the Dolphins, and of course, you know, it was a heartbreaking loss. I'm sure we'll have another one before the year is over.
At least we get some time off.
But I'm here to talk about a fraud.
What?
Not just any fraud. Le fraud.
What?
I want to bring up something that I heard, and it disgusted me. To my core.
Okay.
LeBron... LeBaloney James was on Speedy 360. I believe that's the name of the show. Hosted
you
by
went
Speedy
deep.
Mormon.
You went deep into your bag to find this, huh?
Oh,
is he different from iShow Speed?
He is. These are two different people. Two different people. One of them interviews. The other one streams.
Got it.
Now, on this interview platform, he was asked about his relationship with the greatest rapper of all time, Drizzy Drake.
Oh, okay.
To which this was the exchange.
Are y'all cool? What's the status there? Is this someone you always have love for?
Always. Always. Always wish him the best, obviously. Different places right now, currently. He's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. But as always, love for sure.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Always love for sure. That's why you showed up to his funeral and danced on his grave?
Didn't seem like love for always.
Oh, yeah, love for sure. Yeah, so much so that Drake got that LeBron tattoo covered in exchange for an SGA tattoo. Weird choice. But hey.
Canada.
That's probably it. Nonetheless,
would have thought he would have gone Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, something a little bit more meaningful. Maybe even that 1 year of Kawhi I would have taken, but whatever. He's Drake. He's crazy. Nonetheless, you stay on that side. You and all your losers still clamoring for a Kendrick Lamar hit, which, by the way, still waiting. Huh?
Well, what's been the latest Drake hit?
Remember Nokia? Who's calling my phone? Who's calling? Everyone loved it. All the kids loved it.
How does that go?
Who's calling my phone?
It's not bigger than that. Not like us, though.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's not as big.
Sometimes songs are big. You know, what do you want me to do? But it's number one hip-hop song this calendar year. So take that, Kendrick, if that is your real name. Now, all of you losers who chose that side, you stay on that side. And don't lie to me, LaFraud, and say, oh, it's all love. We still got love. Oh, yeah, it's all love. You know what it was? It was a relationship, and you cheated. And now you're trying to set the narrative? That's not the narrative, LeBron. There is no love between us. You're dead to me.
Wow.
You're dead to me, wow. LaFraud.
Wow.
You're dead to me.
Bum. It's definitely not always love.
No, can't be.
But I don't know if Drake deserves always love, you know? Well,
it's a poor little baby Drake.
Is he a poor little baby?
Poor little baby
I don't
Drake.
Think he's a poor little baby.
Just in the cold by himself.
Man. How old is Drake? 40-something, right?
No, he's not 40-something. He is a solid 38. That's what I'm guessing.
Way different, dude.
He can't be 40-something.
Way different.
38 on the dot. And also, Dade South points out, Klay Thompson was wearing a Cam Ward jersey. That bothered me also.
That was interesting. Why was he wearing a Cam Ward jersey? Is that like a Texas thing? Because Cam's from Texas. He's playing in Texas?
No, you don't get that, Klay. You don't get the right to wear that.
Why can't he wear that?
That must have been a Warren Moon, and we just didn't see the back or something like that. It disgusted me. While he's playing pool with a bunch of – he's hustling people.
Is he still with the Stallion?
Who knows what he's doing nowadays? Last I checked, yeah, but I Stephon Diggs and Cardi B are just blocking everything. I don't know who's with anyone anymore.
They're having a baby, aren't they?
Yeah, they just got together. Wasn't he on a boat with a substance? What are we doing here?
Well, you know what happens when you're on a boat with a substance?
Well, I guess babies happen.
You get horny.
I guess you're right.
So that's what happens.
Back at the Stallion and Klay Thompson are back on the market.
Oh, really?
Look, well, Megan Thee Stallion's summertime fling with NBA star Klay Thompson is apparently over.
Klay Thompson's got a roster, man. He gets around.
Doesn't count, though.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Who was that guy that was with Kim Kardashian?
You didn't think, like, hold on, let me get this straight. Out of one of those successful
basketball
teams.
Basketball player?
Yeah.
Chris Humphries?
Yeah, see, you can't say, oh, well, Kim Kardashian is on his roster. He's a peon. That's what Klay Thompson. He's a little.
He's a peon?
He's a little.
What are you talking about? He's maybe the second greatest shooter ever.
Pawn in the grand scheme of things.
But you, I mean, like, I think Draymond and I think Steph are, like, they've been in long-term relationships. One of them had to be horny from the team. Like, everybody needs a Dennis Rodman who's cleaning up.
There it goes. Who knew it'd be Klay? Who knew it'd be Klay?
You know, the Heat had Birdman.
Oh, really? Was that the one? Yeah, now they have Jovic.
I say Kim K on everyone's roster.
That's true.
Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thank you to Frog Boy for actually showing up for a show today. Wow, good for you.
0-3. You know, I had to make sure I'm here for my people.
Okay. Leroy, enjoy it. Go Canes this weekend. Make us feel better. Tyler Hero, I hope you feel better.
I might go to the game tomorrow.
All right. Ooh. Boots on the ground. Ooh. Boots on the ground.
But he doesn't want to go to the Super Bowl, right? Well, didn't he have
too much? Too much. He always has tickets. Dogs, see you, and we will talk to you, rascals, on Monday.
Good night, sun, and good night, moon.
Good night to your playoff chances.
Who said that? Show yourself.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.